Hi, this is Mike Oney, president of Paul to Timothy Institute, welcoming you to Equip to Lead podcast. Hey, I think you're going to really like today's podcast. Let me tell you why. It has helped me so much as a pastor and as a ministry leader to be able to assess the health of the church that I was leading on a day-to-day basis without having to get all complicated about all kinds of stuff. Let's talk about it. Let me talk about the 98% rule. In other words, research shows, and I'll introduce you to that in just a moment, that there is a 98% probability that your church is numerically growing. Now, we don't know what you're growing, okay? So I'm going to talk about that as well. Discipleship is all important. But there is a 98% probability that your church is growing numerically if certain qualities exist within that church. I'll jump into it in just a moment, give you a little bit of the background of the study and talk about those eight qualities and then a simple way of measuring that. But first of all, let me encourage you to head over to paultotimothy.com. You can find all kinds of resources for your church. You can find the podcast. You'll also find a free course titled Find and Empower Your Ministry Team. This course has been used by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, and I just want to tell you, we're offering it to you for free. We want to invest into your ministry. I hope you head over to paultotimothy.com and take a look at some of the free things that we can extend to you and other ways that we can serve you. Hey, let's jump back into this interesting study, 98% rule. A number of years ago, there was a study conducted by Christian Schwartz. It is published in a book titled Natural Church Development. Now, a little bit of my background. I have a PhD in organizational leadership, so most statistical studies, I'm really curious about the foundation of those studies. I'm very interested in two things. From a statistical perspective, validity and reliability. Validity is just a fancy word that says you're measuring what you say you're measuring. Reliability has to do with the ability to reproduce that in different settings. Let me just tell you, natural church development's research is absolutely valid, absolutely reliable to a 98% probability level. Now, I'm just telling you, in the world of research, that's kind of unreal. Now, what they looked at was the factor of a church that is growing numerically. So I want to qualify a little bit right up front. We're not saying that you're even a healthy church. I'm just telling you that from this study, I want to chat you through it. We want to take a look at eight qualities that indicate that there is an organizational effectiveness in the culture of your church that causes, and it's a causative research study, that causes your church to grow numerically. Now, I'm going to bring some balance to that because we know that numerical growth is not the all-important essential. What is the all-important essential? Transform lives. Go into all the world, Matthew 28:18-19. Go into all the world and make disciples. So transformation of people's lives is the absolute measurement that is so essential in church life. But all of us as ministry leaders, listen, I'm a long-term pastor, 23 years as a lead pastor, planted two churches that we served those 23 years. Out of that, we've planted 27 other churches, directing them and getting them started. And I can tell you, and you know this as well, we really do need to be concerned with the quantitative aspect of our outreach. Is the footprint expanding of the influence for the kingdom? But most importantly, are we making disciples? Now, let's get back to this 98% rule of the eight essentials. The 98% rule looks at 8 specific health factors in a church. It's really important for us to conceptually understand that there are certain things that really need to be a part of the culture of our church in order for our church to have an expanding footprint, in order for us to grow numerically. Now, here are the 8. The first is this: empowering leadership. Empowering people to be partners and not simply helpers. That is a dynamic that is so essential in churches. You can think in terms of 2 Timothy 2:2, committing unto the faithful who will be able to teach others also. One of the health qualities of a growing church, by the way, this study was done in 70 countries, huge number of churches, huge number of participants, and it didn't matter where that church was at in the world. If it had these 8 qualities, it was growing numerically. Socialistic, capitalistic, persecuted, communistic, didn't matter. That church was growing. Now back again to the 8. 1, empowering leadership, empowering people to be partners, not simply helpers. That's one of the qualities that pastors absolutely have to focus on. So many churches are mom and pop operations. In other words, they're led by 1 or 2 people that do all of the dominant ministry with helpers. That's inadequate. Matter of fact, one of the things that we see in some very large churches today is what has been called the professionalization of ministry. So you have a handful of people that are the platform people, and then you build big boxes, a big box for the sanctuary, a big box for the foyer, a big box for children. But what is often missing is partners. Those churches are loaded with professionals and helpers. Most churches in America are mom and pop operations that are filled with very true-hearted, godly, good servants that basically do everything with helpers. And one of the characteristics of a church that is growing numerically is empowering leadership, empowering people to be partners and not simply helpers. Partner means that they have identified their own ministry as a part of the church under your leadership, and they are taking their part in owning that and leading that, not simply helping out a structure that is there. We need helpers. Every church needs a lot of helpers. But growing churches empower people to identify their giftings, and they empower them to be partners, not simply helpers. The second characteristic is this: gift-based ministry. That is empowering people to serve according to their giftedness. You know, in Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, in talking to the church, he said, every man has been given a measure of faith. Now, faith in that context in Romans chapter 12 is a specific giftedness for serving in the kingdom. That is a dynamic of growing churches, that they help people identify their giftedness, develop their giftedness, and utilize their giftedness under the umbrella of the church. Gift-based ministry. The third characteristic of a growing church is passionate spirituality. Empowering people with a passion imbued into their faith. In other words, these are not folks that check a box by going to church. These are folks that are very focused on deepening a personal relationship with the Lord. Passionate spirituality. The fourth characteristic is this: effective structures. Effective structures has 2 really dynamic outcomes. One is leaders are being developed and the process for people to participate in the church is clear, is understandable, and is simple. People can be involved easily, and leaders are regularly being developed in an intentional way. That is the focus of effective structures. The fifth characteristic of a growing church, inspiring worship services. This is a place, a service, very dominantly in our world, of the evangelical world, the Orthodox world, empowering people to experience the presence of God on a Sunday morning. That is just absolutely vital. The experience of hearing from God, experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Passion is one of the qualities that comes out of this inspiring worship service. People are passionate about the Lord and experiencing the Lord in that setting. The sixth characteristic is holistic small groups. This is empowering small groups to be a place where people do life together. That doesn't mean that they're just felt need groups like on marriage or parenting or finances. There are also groups that are focused on the study of the book of Ephesians, the study of end times. But holistic small groups are places where people do life together as they experience a transforming faith. That is a good definition of thinking about your small groups. Need-oriented evangelism is number seven. This is empowering believers to be evangelistic through their special gifts that connect to real needs around them. The eighth area is this. It's loving relationships, where people feel connected deeply and personally. This is not Facebook culture, where the connections are relatively superficial. These are connections where people feel known and where they can easily get to know other people. Now, these eight qualities are the qualities that Schwartz has led in research, very exhaustive research. As far as I know, the most exhaustive research ever conducted in the history of Christianity. So here they are again. If these qualities are present, and Schwartz also has a tool for measuring these specifically, you can order that. The book is available, Natural Church Development, under his name, Christian A. Schwartz. And again, here are the eight qualities that if these qualities are present, I can tell you with absolute assurance, 98% probability that your church is growing numerically. Empowering leadership, number one. Two, gift-based ministry. Three, passionate spirituality. Four, effective structures. Five, inspiring worship services. Six, holistic small groups. Seven, need-oriented evangelism. Eight, loving relationships. Now, I want to introduce you to a concept and an acronym specifically that will help you measure your church health easily. You know, one of the things that I found so very helpful in visiting other churches and talking to other pastors about their church, about being able to assess my church as to whether we were doing well, and also how do you measure specific ministries like children's ministry or women's ministry or men's ministry or Sunday school? How do you measure an individual ministry in order to get a sense of whether or not it is healthy? I use personally the acronym FLOWS, F-L-O-W-S. Those five words conceptualize what the book of Acts talks about in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Now, let me read that passage of Scripture, and I want you to think about these contexts, these concepts, these five words in that passage of Scripture. Fellowship, connecting people to people. learning, connecting people to God's truth, outreaching, connecting people to the needs of the world around them, worshiping, connecting people into an experience with God, serving, connecting people to their individual giftedness. You'll find that those five concepts, those five verbs, fellowshipping, learning, outreaching, worshiping, serving, are incorporated in Acts 2. Acts 2, 42 through 47 says this, "They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all the believers were together and had all things in common, and they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all to the extent that anyone had need, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved." Now, as a pastor, as a ministry leader, I want to encourage you to think in terms of understanding these dynamics in your church and assessing it on a weekly basis. Again, the acronym is FLOWS, fellowshipping, learning, outreaching, worshiping, and serving. And I want to talk about that in the next number of podcasts because I want to give you a simple way of thinking through whether or not your church is both growing, has the dynamics necessary for growing numerically, but also influencing transformationally. This is Mike Oney, president of Paul to Timothy Institute. Join us now as we go in these next number of podcasts into assessing the flows, FLOWS, of your church and ministry. Let me encourage you, head over to paultotimothy.com. Take advantage of our free resources.